The FCC's order assigns KTVA in Anchorage, KATH-TV in Juneau, and KSCT-Sitka to Denali Media Anchorage and Denali Media Southeast. These are new subsidiaries of General Communications Incorporated, the state's largest telecommunications company. GCI expects the transition will close within a week. Corporate Services Vice President David Morris says the purchase price will not be released. GCI provides cable television, internet, wireless, and telephone statewide. This is its first foray into over-the-air television. Morris says the first news service the company will roll out will be on the CBS affiliate it will soon own.
The main one that we're focused on right now is the high-definition newscast originating from KTVA in Anchorage.
The small Southeast stations are affiliated with the NBC network. The NBC signal is retransmitted from KATH in Juneau to Sitka's KSCT and seen in Angoon, Petersburg, and Wrangell.
We don't see any reason why that would change.
KATH also broadcasts some original Juneau programming. Morris says in the near term, that will not change.
In general, if you've got local programming that people watch, they want to see it, then it's in the interest of the station to keep that local programming.
The FCC said GCI's takeover of the television stations was in the public interest of local viewers, but a number of Alaska broadcasters opposed the buyout based on GCI's near monopoly in cable television. The stations argued a distribution company as large as GCI could not compete fairly with traditional television stations. The broadcasters, including KTUU in Anchorage, filed a petition to deny with the FCC. They compared the case to Comcast Cable's acquisition of television program producer NBC Universal. In that case, the FCC required several conditions that limited competition between cable and broadcast television. Instead, the FCC granted GCI the licenses without any conditions. Denali Media has created a news department and says it will compete with Alaska television stations. Andy McLeod is KTUU president and general manager. He says the safeguards applied in the Comcast-NBC merger would level the playing field.
They need to compete with us, and, you know, the news business is a very competitive business. I would say, you know, we're really not going to change what we do. We tell Alaska's story, and we send people all over the state, and every week we pump out 22 hours of news.
Jack Goodman is KTUU attorney in Washington, D.C. In filings with the FCC, he said the broadcast licenses just extend GCI's monopoly in the state.
They gave little weight to what appeared to us to be very serious concerns about the implications of GCI's ownership of almost all the cable and broadband connections in Alaska and a leading broadcast station.
That being KTVA Anchorage. Goodman says the broadcasters who opposed GCI's station purchase can petition the FCC for review. If denied, the case could go to federal court. GCI's Morris says the launch of Denali Media had been planned for late September, but with the delay in the FCC approval, it's not clear when the new television service will hit the airwaves. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.